In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, the Gospel tells us that when Jesus had just died, there were two men who helped her to carry his sacred body from the cross to his grave. Those men were named Joseph and Nicodemus. And it must have been very heavy and very sorrowful task for them to carry our Lord's tortured and mangled body from the place of execution on Calvary to the resting place in the sepulchre. And when they were doing this holy mission, this holy task, in their hearts, Joseph and Nicodemus no doubt felt great regret and remorse of their past sins. When they looked at the mangled and tortured body of Jesus, they must have regretted what we might call the lost years, the time which they had spent in sin, because they realized that it was because of men's sins that our Lord had to die such a horrible death. They thought about the years when did not know the truth, when they had not yet met Jesus, and they did not know the great mercy and love of God which would about to come true at the coming and execution of Jesus. And in the same way, when we lose some person whom we love, our friend or our family member, we often feel sorrow and we wish that we wouldn't have to go through this sorrow and bad moments of seeing him dead. But there is always a difference between how a Catholic, how a Christian feels about death than those people who do not know Jesus, how they feel and face death. When a Catholic, when a Christian sees somebody he loves to die, he of course feels sorrow, but there's always the great joy also in his feelings and in his position, because a Catholic knows that no matter what kind of a life that person has led, in the end he will rise again from the dead. Nobody will stay permanently in his own grave, but at the last day, and when God calls every man in front of his judgment seat, everybody will resurrect. And just like Jesus did not stay in the sepulchre, but he rose glorious and immortal 3 days after his death, so also every single man who is born onto this earth and will die on this earth, he will also infallibly resurrect from the earth. But those people who do not know Jesus, or who know him but don't care about him or his commandments, they always see and face death something very permanent. When they say goodbye to their friends or dear ones, they truly think that they say goodbye permanently. They think that this person is now gone and will never come back again, that he truly will stay in his grave. And just like the cruel people thought that Jesus would stay forever in the sepulchre, they people without faith, they say permanent goodbyes and often don't offer any further thoughts to their departed friends anymore. But that can never be for Catholics. We always have something we can do even for our faithful departed, and that is to pray for them, to pray that they would soon come to see God in all his splendor, that they might very soon go to heaven. And we should always pray for them, and we should have masses to say for them, so that when they get to heaven, we also might be getting graces through their intercession. But Catholics should remember death not only when we face that, but already when we see people living and when we see our dear friends and family members, we should already remember that one day those people we love, they also will die. So when we are enjoying the time between our family members and friends, we should pray for them already when they are living, because when we pray for them when they are alive, they get many graces to use their time well and to make every moment in their lives a good service to our Lord. When Joseph and Nicodemus buried our Lord in the sepulchre, they did not remember yet that he had promised that he shall rise on the third day. So they felt such great grief and sorrow, and because thinking of their sins and thinking of the loss of Jesus. So you children, remember that all those good people whom you like and whom you love, most of all, of course, your parents, you will one day see them to die. You will have to one day say goodbyes to them, and you will have to bury them, and then it's your obligation to say many prayers for them. But remember them always already when they are alive. So you always say many prayers for those people whom you love when they are alive, and even more when they are gone. A good Catholic and a good Catholic child should always think of his parents and benefactors with gratitude, something which they have received from God and who will also return to God one day. He should be happy that we have all these good friends, we have all this good family, and we have loving and careful parents. But those people who do not care about Jesus, they often forget these good gifts already when their friends and family are alive, and also after they are gone. So remember, children, today that just like Joseph and Nicodemus felt sorrow of their sins, you should feel sorrow for all your sins and misgivings of life as well, and pray for yourself and pray for your family members that one day you might all see each other in heaven. And for those family members and friends who have died already, say many prayers for them, because you want to see them on the last day resurrected all together into heaven. So and never be downcast, never be too sorrowful in the face of death, because our Lord truly, by resurrecting from the dead, he has become the victor of death, and he has granted all his children the promise of everlasting life in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.